Second Chronicles, a time for hope. Restoring pride to a group of refugees. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. In the early 1960s, a wave of feeling known as Black Pride swept across America. It started when black leaders realized that far more than legal rights had been repressed for 200 years. Everything about the black culture, from hair texture to history, had taken a back seat to that of the white majority. Over time, a dramatic rediscovery of the black heritage occurred. Textbook publishers issued new editions that for the first time included the stories of black Americans. A soldier who rode George Washington across the Delaware, a scientist who perfected the process of blood transfusion, an educator who founded black colleges. Black pride reminded all Americans that a minority race had made giant contributions in many fields. Black people encountered a heritage they had known little about. Heroes were uncovered. Blacks everywhere began to see the past in a new light. There was a time when the Israelites, too, desperately needed a new look at the past. Their ancestors had also been torn from home, beaten, and dragged off in chains to serve as slaves in a foreign country. In Babylon, a new generation grew up knowing little of the Israelite past, the covenant with God, the promised line of kings, the magnificent temple in Jerusalem. When captive Israelites were finally allowed to return home, they found a pile of rubble. In Israel's golden age, people had traveled thousands of miles to view the majesty of Jerusalem and its temple. But to the refugees' horror, not one stone of the temple remained standing. The carved beams had all been hacked to pieces, the golden ivory stripped away, and the furniture auctioned off or destroyed. Outside the capital, whole villages had disappeared. Vital religious customs had gone uncelebrated for 70 years. Jewish culture was in danger of leaking away. The Book of Chronicles was written to those refugees who returned. For that dispirited group of people, the author recounted the glory days of Israel. He wanted to restore pride in the Israelite past and bring hope to their future.